It's Friday! Whoa!
Ah, that's cruel, man. It's cruel. Look at this ugly day, and it's not Friday.
Sorry.
It's clear. It's not raining.
Just kidding. It's Thursday. I just wanted to get you excited.
And I can't wait, though.
And now for the rest of the day, you're going to think it's Friday. Sorry, everybody. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace!
The KLOS name game continues.
Yeah, what's it up to?
$2,400.
Dang.
This hour.
I love it, the way it just keeps on crawling up.
Before 4 o'clock, we'll give it another chance at that.
It's so nice of people to get the wrong answers so that the next person gets more money.
That is very nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Cool. In the 4 o'clock hour, knowing things your partner does. There's got to be a lot of those. And
that's dangerous. We're going to start asking people for that.
Yeah, we are. And give me five.
Tools.
It's about tools.
Tools.
You know, like your PE teacher in high school, he was a tool. But that's not the sort of thing we're looking for.
No, we're talking about tools.
Yeah, that you would use in shop.
I got a tool.
Yes.
Call that a tool?
Songs with the tool in the title?
Yeah, you know, or tools? Yeah. Or anything along those lines. Whatever the creative folk come up with. I'll be happy to play it.
And people are dumb also.
People are dumb.
Coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
By any chance, are you one of those people that went into a store back in the 80s and filmed yourself looking for a date? If so, we might have a video of you from the 80s, and it's terrible.
It's the greatest thing ever, is what it is.
We're going to make fun of you very soon.
People from the 80s, guys,
yep,
telling the camera what they want in a woman.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious, especially when you look at the guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's
crazy. From now. Yeah, you do. Do you mind if I write you a check if you win this time?
Yes, I mind.
Oh, come on, man. You know,
you want to write me a check for a dollar?
Yeah, I don't have any dollars on me, and I just thought...
Well, you're gonna have to earn it.
Take a little blood instead? Yeah. What? Hold on a second. I don't know where that's going.
Neither.
For a dollar, huh? All right, you know, it's almost Ishtar. Come Sunday, everybody's going to be dressed in their best. They're going to be going out with grandma looking for eggs or whatever the hell. And so I thought the most popular Easter candy, because at least that's one good thing about it. You get some delicious... only around this time of the year, basically candy. Now, we're kind of looking for brands for the most part, because there are a few kind of repeats on this. There's only a limited number of how many particular Easter candies there
right.
are. This is according to Instacart, so it's pretty damn accurate.
Okay.
And it's the 10 most popular, most well-selling, good-selling, best-selling, whatever, in America.
I like well-selling.
Yeah. Easter candy.
Six guesses to get four?
Yeah, I guess all that. Right. Yeah, that seems to be our... Yeah.
The worst one is going to be my first guess. The worst one that is straight garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Peeps.
Peeps are getting a really bad rap.
They're terrible. Well, I love sugar.
Yeah, and they're awful.
They're awful.
But apparently there's something in them that can really do you harm. Look into that.
Oh, excellent.
Really bad.
Well,
apparently.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Is one
besides
of
that.
Reese's Eggs.
Eggs. Those are delicious.
Yes.
You are such a candy fan. You're just going to walk
off. I am.
This
is kind of my category.
I'm going to have to write you a bad check, I think.
Hershey's Kisses.
Hershey's Kisses.
Yes.
Who doesn't love a Hershey's Kiss?
3 for 3.
One of the most popular selling things, they just go through the roof, the Kisses.
I'm going to say jelly beans.
Jelly beans are disgusting. And yeah, you win, you mofos! Check you out, dude!
4 guesses, 4 right. My wheelhouse.
Reminder to myself, never give Kevin the candy category for one American dollar again.
I will not accept a check.
Bastard.
That is outrageous.
So number 10 on the list is Brock's Jelly Bird Eggs.
Jelly Bird?
Yeah, it's really gross. M&M's Easter candy. You know, it's actually regular M&M's, but they have the Easter ones.
Right.
They're those kind of special, all those... pastel 80s colors.
Right.
That's number 9 on the list. Number 8, you got Peeps. Number 7, Kisses you got. Number 6, Hershey's chocolate candy eggs. Cadbury Easter cream eggs.
Oh,
I love those.
Yes, those are good.
Those are really good. That's number 5 on the list. The milk chocolate bunny. You know, you bite its butt off. You bite its ear off.
Sure.
And then you make memes about it.
You start with the butt.
That's right. Number 4. You got the jelly beans. The chocolate candy egg for Kinder is number 2. Number 1 best best-selling one, and no wonder. Look at it. Yeah, you took a screenshot of it.
Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs.
Look how good that looks.
Yes, those are great.
I want that right now!
Those are terrific.
And I should have been Frank. 95.5.
Back when that song was new, there was a fad called video dating. You would go in, gussy yourself up, sit in front of a camera, and tell the world what you wanted and a partner.
And where did you tell them that? Because the internet wasn't a thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember how they, because I never actually partook. I don't know how they distributed those. But I guess you would, if you went in, you would could watch other. I think that's how it was. You would go in and watch, you know. The
other people?
Yes. And then you would like, oh, yeah, connect me with that person.
So we got a group of guys from the 80s. With what they want in a woman.
Yeah, we found this online. It's an actual set of recordings, videos from the 1980s.
I'll repost it in a second on my Twitter because it's great.
My God.
Here's the first one who's really starting off strong.
Hi, my name's Mike, and if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast forward button because I don't smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
Oh my God. And they're all looking totally 80s. You know, they just had that 80s feathered hair.
Is that the first thing you want to say?
Right.
Don't you want to sucker them in with some sweet talk? I like being outdoors. Hey, if you're smoking, get out. Get out.
You're sitting there smoking your cigarette. Go to hell.
This guy is not really very veiled.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
Wow.
That's a little strong.
When I take your top down. Oh, the top down.
Yeah, well, sure. You can take it either way, I assume.
Tuxedo. Shut up.
This is a crazy looking guy who is going, getting straight to it.
Perhaps even a nice bath with some champagne and candles.
Oh, yeah, that guy was gross.
Perhaps
was
a nice bath really with champagne and candles.
Unbelievably ugly looking, and here's what he wants.
Perhaps even a nice bath with some champagne and candles.
And then perhaps I will carve you up and eat you.
Right. That's the same feeling I got from the next guy.
Yeah.
I do fashion photography.
Come on. No, there's Red Flag City right there. Do fashion photography.
You know, you're going to be video. Just have an idea of what you want to say. Let me go.
At least this guy has the idea.
Yeah. This next one?
Yeah.
And I do consider myself a refined valley dude.
All right. I mean, it didn't work, I'm sure, but it's something.
Valley dude. He's a valley dude from the 80s, man. All right.
This guy has written it out and wants to appear like he's not reading.
Okay. I'm looking for a trendy girl with a simple smile. Wait, it says here. Oh, excuse me.
Hold on. I wrote.
Excuse me, I'm reading.
Idiot.
Yeah. The next one is super hateable. Again, these are guys from the 80s that are making videos of themselves trying to get dates.
Now, didn't you know when you sat down in front of the camera all those years ago, we would be here in the deep, dark future making fun of you?
And I guarantee 100% of all vaginas close immediately when they hear this.
I don't know. What I'm not looking for is some big overgrown monster that's always thinking about food. And
Oh my God. And these guys, they're such losers. I mean, I've never understood. The same thing, we had that woman who had a list of demands before you could date me.
Yes.
Why? Where do you get this confidence from?
I don't know.
The people with that kind of confidence don't deserve that kind of confidence.
I don't know, but they're out there.
Ever.
And I'll tell you, we did a lot of singles parties at the other stations.
Right.
And the better looking people would always come up to us and say, there's no one good here.
That's because they were these people.
And we'd say,
we
would say, that's on you, because your expectations are supermodels.
Right.
And the world is not made up of supermodels.
Well, I don't want to be on this planet anymore then.
So here's a guy who steps in it and then tries to backtrack.
I'm looking for the goddess. Are you the goddess? Who is the goddess? The goddess is the woman, is a woman, is any woman, is all women.
All women. I just want to make sure that you don't feel left out. Here's a guy that really is earnest.
I'm really looking for somebody I can feel special about, and I don't encounter people like that very often, and I'm hoping you're one of them.
Okay, so then there's this guy, and he's an older guy, and he sort of looks like perhaps a professor.
Yeah.
And he has a little poem or quote from somebody else. Oh. And I can't imagine that this draws any attention from anybody. Listen to him.
Whoso binds to himself a joy doth its winged life destroy.
Oh, my God.
That's his dating video.
And he's a little nervous when he's reading it.
That's his
How much did he
video.
Spend on his MasterCard to do that video and never got any?
I don't know. None of those people got any.
No, I hope not.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I suppose you're wondering why I pulled you over today.
We are going to be...
Because you're a jerk! Because you're bored? Because you don't have anything else to do?
You didn't pull anyone over.
Oh, right. I forgot.
We're going to be talking about annoying things your partner does.
Ah, interrupts.
This is based on BuzzFeed, which tells the entire story. This man told his girlfriend he doesn't want to take her to nice restaurants because she eats like a kid. So she orders chicken nuggets wherever she goes.
And he's like, cares?
Well, he's like, why would I take you to an expensive restaurant?
Right.
If that's all you're going
to
get.
Why would you care what she orders? Maybe it's just nice to be there, you know, be out for the evening. I'd be like, dump that guy, man. Who needs him? Who cares?
Really? Wow. I thought that he would be the a-hole for that.
No, he is.
Oh, I mean, I thought she would be.
No, I think that's like, who cares what she wants to eat? You need to go out and have a nice evening, have some wine and some chicken fingers. That's fine. If that makes her happy.
He's trying to say, I'm not paying that much money for you to get chicken nuggets.
What a jerk.
And I'm not a person to make fun of people eating off the kids' menu, but.
Yeah, I love it. It's always better.
But annoying things your partner does.
Right, okay, yeah. Like, does it gets upset about what you order at a restaurant.
Right, that's
that's
one
a jerk.
Big one.
Yeah.
The way people eat.
The way people eat, sure.
I think I'm a little guilty of that I eat kind of like a pig.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, I got a lot of crumbs, and I guess we're on the same page that way.
Kind of.
Bits everywhere.
Stuff falls all over me. Sure. Yeah, I spill stuff 100% of the time.
Yeah, me too.
It's so annoying.
Yep.
So annoying.
Ladies, don't you love that? Isn't that hot?
Annoying things your partner does.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
What about like snoring? I mean, do you think that somebody would say, oh, my partner
snores? I think it
snores.
Has to be something that they can help.
Oh, that they can actually do anything about it.
Okay. So.
Yeah, what are they like to drink too much.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a serious one. I'd rather get funny ones.
Right, funny stuff.
Than serious.
Right. Drive too fast. Cut people off.
Yeah, the way they drive, sure.
Right, exactly.
Too slow.
What about,
whatever.
Can you think back to any partners that kind of drove you bananas? Anything that they did?
No, I was the bugger, not the buggy.
Yeah, you were the one like, stop doing that.
No. Yeah, I was the one, they were saying
yes,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That.
Yeah.
All right, so annoying things that your partner does. 818-955-KLOS.
Robert John and the Wreck is who that is. Pain No More. Yeah, I've been doing some live stuff, and now they've got some new live music out. They just announced yesterday live at, if you can pronounce that, I cannot. Anyways, April 21st, it's a new live album coming out. I can't pronounce that.
You don't have to pronounce
it. Not even
going to
try.
We are talking about annoying things that your partner does. You have one of those?
My husband will either eat something spicy or spill it. But when he eats something spicy, his nose will run, and he does not wipe his effing nose.
What? Oh, just sit there and keep on trucking?
I'm sure you brought that up to him. What is his answer?
This is what he says. Oh, my gosh, I thought I felt something.
Oh, every time?
No.
I'm not kidding you. 51st date. Every time.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Yep, that doesn't work. That's no good.
That's really no good.
It's no good. Every time.
Perfect bad habit. Thank you very much.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, annoying things about your partner.
That he belches everywhere.
Oh, he just wanders around.
No matter where he is.
That's Stu.
No matter where he's at.
That's our pal Stu. He will let fly with a big old belch all the time. I always think it's really funny, but I would think you got to be on board with that as a partner, or it's never going to work for you two.
So you're sort of on board because you're still together.
Right. 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about all that burping.
1-855-KLOS.
Or Kevin at Kevin and Slago on Twitter. We're talking about annoying things that your partner does. Right now, we're taking calls on annoying things your partner does.
She smells her underwear to make sure that they're clean.
Why? That's not a good thing? Uh-oh. I wonder if my wife is annoyed when I do that on a regular basis.
Do you smell your underwear?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this can go another couple of days.
No, what? No! Wait, what?
Is that what she does? See if it goes another day or two or three?
Right?
Wow. Are you two together?
We are.
Yeah, Sluggo and you? That's nuts. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Wow. Wow.
You know, you got to do what you got to do. You got to save water. We're in a drought.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, the drought's over. I guess I can start washing my underwear again.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi there. Annoying things your partner does.
Farts all the time.
Oh, really? She blows a lot of gas.
You know it.
You don't like that.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't think I could. I can handle underwear sniffage, but I think...
I don't want either.
Actually, blowing gas, I can't deal with that.
I don't want either.
I wouldn't. Is it... How smelly is it on a level of 1 to 10 on a regular basis?
It's only about a 7.
But, 7.
You know, it would be nice if she'd go back to the original where she goes and hides it, you know?
Yeah. You know what? Why is that? After just like a couple years or a couple weeks or a couple hours,
you people stop just... with the niceties?
Yeah. Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Annoying things your partner does.
All right, I'm going to go on record here. I'm going to write this down. I will initial it and give you my signature. That's, I believe, my favorite Lynyrd Skynyrd song. I mean, it's hard to choose, right, but definitely way the hell out there on the list. Love it.
We are talking about annoying things that your partner does. You have one?
Yeah, when my partner sneezes, after the sneeze, it's like, achoo, and then she does this, like, some effect at the end, and she does it every time, and it's like, it's throwing extras on it. I don't know what she's doing, but, oh, it annoys me.
It sounds like an animal noise that she's making after she sneezes.
Yeah, I don't know if she's scratching the back of her throat or what, but it's hilarious.
It sounds a little like, what's his face from The Odd Couple? Felix Unger used to make all those kind of noises. Is it like that?
I'm not 100% sure on that.
That's hilarious.
You got to be ancient to remember that.
What does she say? What does she say when you ask if a sneeze has to be 30 seconds long?
Normally, I just ask her, "Are you taking your allergy medicine?"
Gotcha.
And that's kind of like the hint, like, "Hey, you're annoying me with
those
sneezes."
Stop that noise.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Right on, dude. Thanks.
KLOS. Hello.
Hello. Oh my gosh. Hi.
Hi. Annoying things your partner does.
Okay, so this is funny. So my husband, like, he smokes cigarettes, and then, like, when I try to, like, sleep in our bed together with him, like, he'll, like, turn over and, like, hit me in his sleep. Like, I've gotten, like, karate chopped in the neck before.
That is not what you want. I'm just going to guess that he's awake when that happens.
His flimsy excuse is.
Right. Thank you for calling, Monique.
Yeah, thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hey, this is Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Annoying things your partner does.
Oh, man, listen, it may not be that annoying to other people, but let me tell you something. If I go in the kitchen, I swear at least three drawers are halfway open at all times. If I go in the restroom, one cabinet and two drawers are open. I mean, the lady, my wife, she cannot close a drawer to save her life.
I like that you called her the lady.
Yeah.
The lady.
Have you ever asked her why she can't get that done?
I have. Believe me, I've asked her. And you know what she says? She says, well, I feel like I push it, and it's going to go. And I go, clearly it doesn't. But yes, we still have this conversation.
Spend that extra fraction of a second and make sure it's closed.
That's hilarious.
Tools. That's what we're looking for at 5 o'clock on Gimme 5. It can be a tool, a saw, a hammer, a nail. I don't know, any tools you can think of that come up in songs.
Gimme 5.
What's a new tool? You're nothing but a tool.
The theme is Tool.
Yeah, Tool.
You know, songs about tools and tools. So, saws or what can you think of?
Hammers. Sure.
Oh, yeah, hammers, like silver hammers. Give me 5. And the theme is
Tools.
What do you got for us, man?
This is Sarah on Twitter. Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel.
Ah, it's another hammer. A lot of hammers. Hammer, don't hurt them. Etc.
Tools. Just a bunch of tools, man. You're all tools. You know what I'm saying? Or tools.
Give it to me one more time.
Yeah, tools. That's what
Queen,
I'm talking about.
Hammer to Fall for Madeline.
And they get a lot of stuff on Twitter today. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. You can always ask for it there. Who was that? I'm sorry. Queen, Hammer to Fall for...
Madeline.
Madeline. Well done, yep. Madeline. What's up next?
Homie in Newport Beach. We're talking about tools.
Yeah.
He said detachable penis. The theme is Tool. Raul wants to hear Tool 46 and 2, Tool Eulogy, Tool Vicarious, Tool Sober, Tool Stinkfist. And we're playing Schism. Do you have plans this weekend? We have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Colorado Avalanche. It's this Saturday at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets or be caller 13 and answer some hockey slang.
Ah, you're going to put them to the test.
818-955-KLOS.
Hello, KLOS Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Vinny.
Vinny, you're caller 13.
Wow, fantastic.
That means you get 4 tickets. Well, we have to ask you a question first.
There's a caveat.
No, I like the idea.
hockey slang.
There's some caviar.
Right. Caviar.
If you're a hockey fan, this might be the easiest question ever. But if you're not, you might not know. Where on the ice is the 5-hole?
The 5-hole on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say between the goalie's legs.
Correct. Nicely done. You got 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Colorado Avalanche Saturday night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can buy theirs at LAKings.com/tickets.
Sweet. Love it. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
32 years ago, when that was brand new, that song was my favorite on the album.
That's crazy.
I love that album. Hey, do we have some cash to give
away? We have $2,400 in this game.
Should they call now?
818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 13, and you get to play. Good luck.
The name game. The name game.
Let's give away some money. Take our money.
KLOS, who is this?
Wendy.
Wendy?
You are caller 13, Wendy.
Woo!
Nice job. You get a chance to play the KLOS name game.
Which, if you get, you also get tickets that went on sale today to go out to Power Trip all 3 days.
Yes, that's awesome. I want to win.
And $2,400. We are looking for the name of an L.A. or Orange County city with a 2-word name.
And, Wendy, I can tell you the last couple of guesses were from Trevor, Garden Grove, and Phil, who said Costa Mesa. Those were not right. What do you think it is?
Diamond Bar.
What?
Diamond Bar.
Diamond Bar. Always sounds like a James Bond movie to me.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. And
good luck next hour when it'll be worth $2,600.
Easy.
The name game.
We have $2,600.
Dang.
And your shot to win it at 818-955-KLOS.
And to go see those guys right there, Guns N' Roses, out at Power Trip. If you win, and good luck, be caller 13, you can play.
The name game, the name game.
Oh, and Power Trip game as well.
KLOS, who's this?
Our caller is calling somebody
else. Who's this?
This is Will.
Will?
You're caller 13.
Sweet.
Are you making prank phone calls to other radio stations?
What's that?
Yeah, I heard a phone ringing. I'm thinking I could give you some backdoor numbers. You could call some other stations in town, make fun of them, and give them a hard time, if you'd like.
Right. All right. We have $2,600 and tickets for the Power Trip. All 3 days, we're looking for the name of an L.A. or O.C. city with a 2-word name.
And let me tell you, the last couple of guesses from Wendy were Diamond Bar and Trevor said Garden Grove, not Garbage Grove, which is very rude. Then those weren't right. So what do you think it is?
I'm going to go with Santa Clarita.
Santa Clarita. Oh, I didn't even get to say Santa Clarita.
Nope.
Damn it.
Sorry, that is incorrect.
Damn. Sorry, dude.
Oh, bummer.
All right. Hang on. Hang on for K-Rock's backdoor number. I'll give it to you.
All right.
Right on. Take care. $2,800 sometime between 5 and 6. $2,800.
The name game.
The name game.
We have your shot to win $2,800 and tickets to the Power Trip. Callers 13 right now. 818-955-KLOS gets to play the name game.
Yes, this is Marco.
Marco?
Marco, you're caller 13.
Check you out.
Awesome.
That means you get to play the KLOS name game for $2,800 and tickets to all 3 days of the power trip.
Oh, cool. Let's do it.
All right. Let's go to work, man.
We are looking for the name of an L.A. or Orange County city with a two-word name.
Let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Santa Clarita and Diamond Bar, and those were wrong. What do you think it is?
I think it's Seal Beach.
Seal Beach.
I am sorry. It is not Seal Beach.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you, too. Those damn seals.
Right?
What's their problem? That should have been them.
So the next time we play the game, it'll be worth $3,000.
Capitol Records building on Vine opened on this day in rock in Hollywood in 1956. Riding in on the power of Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson, the Graduate soundtrack hit number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock here in these United States in 1968. Casey Kasem could tell you that on this day in rock, Billy Joel hit the American Top 40 for the first time in 1974 with Piano Man.